It is the Friday show, and the eagle-eyed amongst you will notice it isn't Friday. It's Neil Atkinson on a Monday evening.
Feels like a Friday.
And Andy Heaton. Well, it feels like a lot of days in one, Andy, where I'm from. My angle on this currently feels like about 17 different days in one, but we're still moving forward. So I've got Andy Heaton, I've got Mo Stewart to come. I've got Jordan Jarrett-Bryan, I've got Bradley Hayden and Alan Wares. My first thing on this, Mo, is our first midweek game of the season, and I think there's something that happens here, and I think it's really interesting. Every year I always sort of dwell on this. We're used to playing intense midweek footy, not a League Cup job, everyone's agreed, they've signed off, we all make 8 changes. We're used to this all the time. You know, we've had 5 Champions League games so far this season. We had them last season. And I think everyone else, all the sides who aren't used to European football, they do struggle, I think, in the second and third game. It's like almost like just a conditioning thing at this stage of the season.
It's a road test, I think. And you're very much right in as much as it's conditioning, because it all depends upon which teams have integrated a large amount of people into their squad. I mean, for example, we're probably going to come on to Wolves later, but yeah. I think a large part of their issue has been the fact that they've had such a settled 11 that so few of the fringe players have got any decent minutes. So if you have an injury or a loss of form, you've got to bring someone in. They look so out of place. And you get to this stage and you can really start to see people favouring games, thinking, well, maybe that if we've got 2 games in the week and one of them's more winnable than the other, then let's just not get embarrassed here, lads, and then we'll still have some energy to go on and get the 3 points later on. But like you say, it's teams who've been in Europe, teams who've got decent-sized squads, are going to be much better equipped to be able to deal with it.
I mean, it's sort of the thing that, it's a virtuous circle, and it constantly proves itself. Liverpool have got a really good squad because they play Champions League football. They play Champions League football. That means that the players are used to playing more often. It means that they've got more good players. So genuinely, when it ramps up like this, it should suit us. It should suit us, but it also simultaneously should suit our rivals.